This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Shutdown or no, the Federal Reserve is still open for business, the Fed funds itself, in case you're curious. And in about 10 days or so, the 29th and 30th to be precise, the Federal Open Market Committee is going to meet to take stock of the economy and have what I promise you will be a much dissected conversation about interest rates. Dr. Lael Brainard is going to be sitting around that big table in the conference room at the Fed's building in Washington, being, as she is, a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Dr. Brainard, good to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
On the theory that it is, as we've been reporting and as y'all at the Fed have been saying, on the theory that it is healthy, how healthy is the American economy right now?
Well, generally speaking, the labor market is extremely healthy. We've got the lowest unemployment rate we've seen in almost 50 years. And wages, finally, after a long period of not moving, are now up at 3%. So the labor market looks good, and the U.S. consumer has been pretty resilient. But there are some risks out there.
Yeah, so let's get there, right? Because while the economy may be strong, there is no small amount of I'm going to go to the politics first. There's no small amount of political tourists out there right now. You got the shutdown. You've got globally Brexit. You've got discontent in Washington. Where does that fall on your scale of things to worry about?
The shutdown, let's start with that. Yeah. There's just uncertainty about how long that's going to continue. People are wondering what's going to happen with trade and China.
Yeah.
And then, you know, further afield, as you said, Britain and the votes that they're having in Parliament about their relationship to the EU, all of those things are risks that if they were to materialize would be negative for the economy. Well, we're not seeing as much risks out there that would be a positive surprise.
Positive risks, yeah. But look, the point is that those risks are materializing, right? The government is shut down. China is slowing. Brexit, I mean, who knows? As people listen to this interview, they're going to be looking and listening for signs that perhaps there is more trouble to come.
So I think certainly for my own part, as I look at that set of risks, there are things that could get resolved in a very positive way. But of course, as you say, you know, the longer these drag on, the more I worry that they really materially weigh on consumer confidence, business confidence, and then start to work their way through actual activity in the economy.
You'll notice that I haven't asked you about interest rates or the dot plot or any of that good stuff that comes up every time you all have a meeting, which is coming up in another, 10 days or so. And I haven't because that gets plenty of coverage. But the question I want to ask you about that is too much attention paid to every muttering of yourself and your colleagues on the board and your statements?
Well, I certainly think that, you know, it's important for us, you know, on the Monetary Policy Making Committee to try to communicate in a way that the public understands how new developments in the data will affect how the outlook is likely to evolve. So, you know, rather than reacting to every new sentence over time, if we're doing our job well, I think we would hope the public would understand that we are actually achieving what Congress asked us to do, which is to be at full employment and to get inflation at a stable 2% level.
Do you suppose you don't get enough credit for actually doing what Congress told you to do?
Well, it's a hard job. And, you know, every American household is connected to the financial system. And that's a very big responsibility. So, no, I expect to be held accountable. And I expect to have a really good debate about how we exercise the policy tools Congress has given us.
Dr. Brainard, thanks very much for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.